it's not mekabel tumah. It's not called an oichel to mekabel tumah. But could it be a yad lechavreta to the other half? You're only mishtachavret half of it. The other half is not also banor. So if the sheres touches this half, could it bring tumah into the other one? Take off. It's the same shalos this. Could it be a yad in a case where it itself can't be mekabel tumah for some reason, but could it still give the tumah to the other side or not? That's a take off. Amar Rav Papa, Papa says like this. Yamar Rav Papa Harayamru, it was said. Yeah. Amar Rav Yamru, that Yichur Shel Teina. It was said, yeah, you have a branch of a fig tree. Yeah, Yichur Shel Teina, Shen Nifshach. It was broken off. Umur Bliklipasai, but still attached by the bark. The kliposa by the bark is still attached. So again, so you have this branch of a fig tree that was broken off, but it's still attached by the kliposa, by the bark. Reb Yehuda Mitar, Reb Yehuda said this Torah, since it's still attached, it's still like a mechubur, it can't be a mekabel tumah. For chom maimim, it depends. Im yochol lechayis, if it could still live the way it is right now, then about the Torah, still called attached to the ground, it's Torah. But v'yim lava, if it can't live the way it is, so then tummy. That's called red, like it's dead, it's detached already, and therefore could be mekabel tumah. So in this Bor Rav Papa says Shaila again, Ma shiyasi yada chaveroi teiku, could this branch be like a handle for the rest of it, even though this one's broken off, even on top to say it's like dead? Could it be a yad for the other ones? Yes, Rashi said the Shaila was, and you have these two branches, that one is still attached that could live, and one is like detached that can't live. So the one that can't live would be mekabel tumah. But the sheretz touched the other branch. So could that branch be a yad for the other branch to give tumah to or not? So again, that's the same take we had all along. Where the yad itself can't be mekabel tumah, could it bring tumah to the other one? That's a take. Omer Rab Zera. Zera says like this. Harayomu, it was learned that Evan Shebezovius, if you have a stone in the corner, Evan Sheb is obvious. You have a stone that's in a corner. Yekishu Cholitz, when you have to take it out, so in this case, in the case here, when you have a nega on the bayis, and you have to hollow out that stone. When you have a nega on the stone, so look, you have to knock out the stone from the house. So Evan Sheb is obvious. You have a stone in the corner of the house. Kishu Cholitz. When you have to take it out, chilat es kula, you have to take out the whole stone. And then, in a case where you have to pull down the whole house, yeah, in a case, let's say, where the nega showed up a second time, if the nega, the red spot or green spot, shows up first in one stone, so you lock it up for a week, then at the end of the week, if it's still there, you knock out that stone, and you fill up another stone there, and then you wait for another week, and if it returns again to the stone, then you have to knock down the whole house. So when you have to knock down the whole house, then we say, let's say you have two apartments adjacent one to another. So your apartment has a tumor on it, you have to knock down your apartment. But any stone that also is part of your friend's house, you don't have to knock it down. So that's a chiddush. When you have to knock out just that one stone, you have to take it out, even though it's in the corner, and it'll also affect your neighbor's wall, you still have to knock it out. But when the din is you have to knock down the whole house, then we say what affects your neighbor's house, you don't have to knock it down. So Borei observes, there is the question, Ma shetasi yad lechaverta teiku? Could again this become a yad lechaverta? Hey, is this side of the stone is tamei? So shall it, could it be a yad for the other side of the stone that's not tamei? So could it give tumrin to the other side or not? Yerushas Mashi Yisru says, "Chelak hator beis yad lezeh lahachnis tumah lebeis chaveroi." Yevin amunagas metama biyoyel. The Yevin itself has tumas oil, so therefore it's a shiloh. Can it give off like a yad tumah to the other house? You don't have to knock it down because it's going to break the other one's house. But the shiloh still does it give tumah to that house or not? That's a take. Yeah. Now it says, "Now Mishnah meisa behema." When the behema dies, then we say, Mises Oysa Nipple, and the Mishnah says, Habosat Sar Hechsher. that when the Pehema dies, then we say, we consider as if that Pehema, the Basar HaMadudol came off before it died, so it doesn't have a Mitumas Nevela, so it only has a Shem and Eichel on it. So needs Hechsher, you have to have water going upon it to make it royal Kabbal Tumah. Yeah. So now the Gemara says, Ma'ika ben Eva Menachai Liev Rishon Nevela. What's the difference between Eva Menachai and Eva Rishon Nevela? Like over here, this Eva also has Tumah to it. L'chur an Eva, Menachai is also Tumah. So what's the difference? The Mishnah says that the Misa is Aisa Niplos, that it came off before Misa, that it doesn't have a loch of a Nevela. But I call upon him and has a loch of Eva Menachai, so what's the difference? Yeah. Samara says, Ikim now is the whole difference. Basar ha-perish mimenu. Let's say some meat now comes off from it. Me'eva basar ha-perish mimenu, me'eva behema. Dilu basar ha-perish me'eva menachai. If meat comes off from stam and eva menachai, loy metama doesn't have any tumor on it. But me'eva menachai nevela metama. But if it comes off from a nevela, that's a loch. Any kezai is a basar from a nevela has tumor to it. It's only tummy when it's part of the aver. But if you just take off a gezayis of that meat, it has no tumor on it. So Rashi says, "Zika b'naya bosa perush min aver." Liyachas man later, bosa perush min achai loy metama. If you stam take meat off a live behemer, that meat has no din tumor on it. A limb came heavy aver only if it's called a limb. What does a limb mean? Im hagidim v'atzomus. It has to have veins and bones also. Like we'll soon learn out. The kosher and the same thing, boshra, parchment of nachai, just have the piece of meat that came off the same from nachai, it has no tumor on it. So that's nafkamina. If it has tumor nevela here, so then even just the meat alone would also have tumor. But if it's only mishrim eva minachai, it's only when it's called a limb, not the meat itself. Now the Gemara says, eva minachai de metama micro. Where's the posik? That if you pull off a limb off an animal, that this limb has tumor on it. The pasuk says, "V'chiyomus mina behema." When v'chiyomus, when something dies, mina behema. Mashu, when part of the behema dies, there's tumma to it. So that's a diet that eva manachai has tumma. For the Gemara, v'hai this pasuk, v'hai nibolu, we need this pasuk l'kriyas Rav Yehuda for the other drasha of Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav, the Yom Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, v'yamalos somsev mas nisa. Tongue of Brisi, we learned. V'chiyomus mina behema. When the behemah dies, it has tumah. So we dash in mixas behemah matamah, mixas behemah matamah. Certain behemahs have tumas nevela, some doesn't. The ezer zuzu treifa sheshachtu. If you have a behemah that was a treifa, and you made a kosher shechitah on it, even though you can't eat from it, but it has no tumas nevela. So we use this process to tell us that a treifa sheshachtu has no tumas nevela. So we can't use it to save him in a chai. So Mer says yes. Im came for this drasha alone, licht of rachmonim mi behema. Let the Torah just write mi behema. My min habehema, what's min habehema? Shema min atarati is teaching us two things. That min habehema means, legibin miksas behema. Rosh is going even mimenu. Kedichsi v'chiyomos min, demash mekein misa. Shein oisach lipin v'ayno eva. Yes, so long as an eva comes out, it has tumma. So learn out two things from here. For the mihochi, if so, afilu bosanami, that even if you stand cut off a kezayis of meat from a behema, the boser also should be tummy. It says, mina behema, anything from the behema. So Rosh says, no, lo sagadayich, don't think like this, lo sagadayich. The Tani will learn like this. Yoch, I would have thought to say, ye boser aparish minachai tummy, that meat that comes off a chai should be tummy. Talmudim, the pasuk says, no, v'chiyamis mina behema, if it dies from the behema, ma misa sheinois, just like when the behema dies. It can't be changed anymore. You can't bring it back to life anymore. I've called Shainois Chlipin. Something, when you take it off, it doesn't grow back again. Mashek, when you take off some meat off the animal, the behema grows back again, that meat. So therefore, meat does not have tumas nevela on it. If you have a bosom and a chai. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. That's the words of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Kivuayma behema. Ma behema gidim v'yatsoma. It's just like behema is made up from veins and bones. Afko gidim v'atzomis. What would have tumma only like a limb that has gidim and atzomis on it? Rabbi says like this. Rabbi Yom behema. Ma behema bosa gidim v'atzomis. Afko bosa gidim v'atzomis. That what has tumma only like an aver or limb that's made up from meat, veins, and bones. Smur says, well, sechur also saying the same thing. That only aver and achai would have tumor on it, and not the best of Menachai. So Moses says, let's see, my Ikur ben Rebbe, what's the difference between Rebbe's Drosha and Rebbe Kiva? Moses says, Ikur has a difference, Akuva, to be Nafkumina by the Akuva, by the knee. Rashi says, Rashi Rekuva hanem kerasim harosh, that sold with the head, ain bo bust, there's no meat to klal, el gidim v'yatzamz, it only has veins and bones. So the Rebbe Kiva Aver, what is called an Aver? The Koshkan Rabbi Yosef Lili, to end or slip, and you can grow back again. But the Rebbe Laveva Menachayu, the Aver by Bosa, that has no Bosa, Sabi Nafkamina, this part of the animal, the Yakuva, it's the top of the knee. Yeah. The Amor says here, Ben Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yosef Lili, Maika Benayu, Amra Papa, Kulia, Nafkamina Machap is by the kidneys. The nafkamina between the kidneys, there'll be. Yeah. Kulya v'niv svasayim. What in the upper lip, to be an ikar benayu. So Rashi says, the ain oisa chalip, and these things can't be returned, they can't be grown back again. But the ain ben etzim, they have no bone there. The Rabbi Yosi heavy aver, because it can't grow back again. The Rabbi Kiva lav aver, it doesn't have any bone, doesn't have a bone there. Yeah, the kidneys or the upper lip. Yeah. Time run like this. Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side. Yeah. Again, Tani Namer learned the same type of a thing by Shrotzim. That what? Kai Gavna, that Yochai would have thought to say that Bosra Purish Mina Shrotzim. That Mita comes off from a Sheretz. I would have thought to say, yeah, Tami, that's Tumaran also. Tami, the Pesach says, B'moisam. Ma Misa, Sheinoisach Lip. And just like Misa, when it dies, the Sheretz, it can't come alive again. Of course, Sheinoisach Lip has to be something that comes off, that doesn't grow back again. But just the meat of a Sheretz could grow back again, so it has no tumor. Divu Rav Yosef Lili. And Kiva Raima Sheretz, Ma Sheretz Gidim Yatzomis, is made up from veins and bones. Af Kol Rastavinit Gidim Yatzomis. Rabbi Yom again, Sheretz, Ma Sheretz Bosa Gidim Yatzomis, is made from meat, veins, and bones. Af Kol, it has to be a limb that has Bosa Gidim Yatzomis. So again, Ben Rebbe the Rav Kiva, Ikabanayo Akuva, the knee, that has bones and veins, but no meat. Ben Rebbe Kiva Yosek Lili, Maika Benayo, Ma Papa, Kul Yevnis was saying the same thing, the kidneys and the upper lip. Ikivanayu. Utsricha, we need both drushes, both by Behema and by Shrotzen. The Yashmin and Bevana learned the Locha by Behema, Hainatayma, Tleimatama, Chaimur, was Tamakamatam, Mechayim, Mishum, Tleimatama, Bechadosha. There's no Chumra by Behema that has Tumma Bechadosha, like a lentil. You have to have a Kazayas. So therefore, only when it's dead, not when it's alive, or not even Bosom in a Chai. Avul Sheretz, put by his Sheretz. That has this chumra dimatama bachadosh, it has tum even by lentil. Anyway, I would have thought to say that tamam mechayim is tamam mechayim. That's what I would have thought to say. So the apostle teaches no, that a sheretz has no tum mechayim, the bosa. Viashmin in sheretz mishum lemetama masa. Sheretz still has another kula that has no tumas masa. Therefore, lemetama mechayim. Abu behema dimatama masa, nevela has tumas masa on it. If you just carry it, aimat tama mechayim, maybe bosa. That comes off to Behem also as Tumas Nevela. Tzricha, I need both drushes, that both by Behem and both by Sheretz, the boss of Menachai has no tumor, only an Eva Menachai. Tell Rabbi Nun like this, Ha Chuitach Kezai is boss of Menachai. That if a limb came off, an Eva Menachai came off, and now you cut out of that, a Kezai is boss of. So, Ha Chuitach Kezai is boss of Eva Menachai, so Chot Choi, you cut it off. And then you had a mind teach from it. Tor, it's still Tor. Chishavol, let's say you had a mind teach it. V'yachakach, then you cut it off. Tomei, it is Tomei. So Rashi says, Achotik is a boss of Meva Menachai, but I said, like I've seen in Kizai, it's a Achotik boss of Meva Menachai. Grandika Kabetz, there is there. So Chotik, you cut it off, and then you had a mind, Loch, Loch, Rovim, Tor. To a boss, a Porish Meva Menachai, Tor. Hilkach, Tumas, Atzme doesn't have. Once you had a mind to make it to an oichel, it's not touching any tumah. See if it wasn't a kabbal tumah. But, what? Yeah, it's already. It's not kosher for goy teeth, right? But still, you had a mind to give it to him, and therefore it's called an oichel. Right? Even though it's not kosher. Right? Mashenkin al-Vachishav olav, he first had a mind to give it to him. V'aridoi ba'oviv b'yeva l'teres eichel. So you made this whole eva now into a shem eichel. You have a mind to give it to a guy, even though you're not allowed to, but you had a mind to give it to him. So he gave a shem eichel on it. V'yachakach, and then later, chotchoi, then you cut off the kezayis, or the kibetz abosor, kibbut tumim yoviv, it's mekam tumim from his father like, koydum lechem, before it came off, v'tum mechamura, shoyin solo b'yodir eva sholem, even when you cut it off, it's not called an Eber anymore, but I call upon him Nishir Olav Hakalo. It still has a call upon the Loch of Tumas Oichlan that it would have. So that's the Loch. Let's take a look here. But Chishavol Vachka, Chotchoi Tommy. Ravasi, Rizmor Sedna, Ravasi, Loy Olav Emijos, Vashi didn't come into the Vesh Medrash. Ask a Chalav Zay, Mithrav Zay, Romalei, Ma Yom of Vemijos, what do they say in the Vesh Medrash? Omalei says it back to my kushtucho, what's bothering you? What do you want to know? Omalei, Diktonik, learned about this halacha. Chishev, if you have in mind for his teeth to save him in a chai, to give it to a guy. V'yachakach, chotchoi, and then you cut off a kebetza worth of the meat, so tell me, you want to say it has Tumas Eichlin on it. To the Mars question, why? Tumas based a storm meat. The chur, when it touched the other meat, it was based a storm, it was a hidden place. But Tumas based a storm, loymetam, it shouldn't have any tumma then. Malay after the kash was also bothering me. The shilta rababa b'mama v'yamulei haman rabmei diyama tumas v'esastar matama. Yes, it is matama. Malay loves him. The scheme of Rambam. Emily shamle rabmei ben tumah diboy hechsher ben tumah loy hechsher. My kush dumah b'hushru was makam b'hushru here. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll stop here.